Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's trending? Big rain downstate New York City. There was flooding in the streets as just nonstop rain blanketed the city. So you know that thing where the subway stations have water pouring in, cascading down the stairs and onto the platforms? That occurred. Streets were flooded out. Cars were flooded. Anything low-lying like an underpass, that was flooded out. Couple fatalities to report in New York City. The flood killed an owner trying to save dogs in an apartment and a man fixing a boiler. As New York City was rocked by a ferocious rainstorm. We got the rain all day, did not see that kind of epic flooding. Down in the Caribbean, separate storm, separate situation. Jamaica, still 70% of the island without power. Some flights are taking off from one of the airports, but on the side of the island that got the worst of the storm. So there are flights starting to leave. They do think some 70 fatalities in the Caribbean now linked with Hurricane Melissa, which is now moving out to the Atlantic and probably will brush by the Atlantic coast of Canada in the next day or so. Over in the UK, big news. King Charles has made a decision. He has stripped Prince Andrew of his royal title. Prince Andrew is a prince no more. Officially lost all his royal titles, including the official prince. His Royal Highness? Nope. And his title of Duke of York. His dukedom is donezo. Under a decision of his brother, King Charles III, he will now simply be known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. As part of the change, he also is getting evicted from the Royal Lodge in Windsor. Beautiful house he's lived rent-free.
Wow.
He'll have to relocate. His military titles and royal honors are also being formally removed. So why is all this happening? This links right back to his time with Jeffrey Epstein.
So why does he get his title removed?
Great question.
And we keep hearing that nothing happened. You know what I mean?
Absolutely great question. And a lot of people are asking that. Why does it take a country where Epstein didn't live to take action on it? That is a big, fat question this morning that a lot of people are wondering. Why is there action being taken? Some sort of
like
accountability
what?
Or something being done when nothing's happening here.
Did we accidentally FedEx the list or all the emails about it? Did that go over to London? Is that why they do they have evidence?
I don't know what the motivation was of King Charles. I mean, it seems obvious from the top. It was to get his brother in trouble or hold him accountable for what he did and to spoil the family name.
Or maybe Charles wanted the Royal Lodge. Like maybe they did renos on it, and he's like, you know what? It looks really nice. Let's just
could have been something like that.
Sure.
They didn't other than trying to solve the problem or hold him accountability, but the move seems linked to the longstanding controversy over Andrew's association with Jeffrey Epstein, and a lot of fresh public pressure around his past conduct. So there is that. The king could not go anywhere without reporters hurling questions at him about Epstein. And so he did something about it. Buffalo Bills getting set for some action this weekend. Gabe Davis could play Sunday if they call him up from the practice squad.
I'm down for whatever. But, you know, that's an upstairs decision. I just got to go out there, keep working, and keep making sure my knees are ready to go.
And so physically, you feel comfortable enough to play it again?
I feel good. But again, I trust their decision, and whatever happens, happens. I'm not really too worried about that. I just got to go out there. It's good just to be back on the field. Just thank God for that. Be able to be healthy and play with the guys again. You know, all glory to him for sure.
He is well loved on the team.
Nice.
By fans and
oh,
players.
Yeah.
And, obviously, all of that. So maybe we see some action this weekend. Bills play Sunday, 4:25. KC in town. Last night, Thursday Night Football, it was the return of Lamar Jackson. 4 touchdown passes as he comes back from his injury, leads the Ravens 28-6. Final score. It was the Ravens over the Dolphins. Weez, you wanted the Ravens to win last night?
Yeah, because I knew the Miami Dolphins
if you had to pick one.
Pretty much is over. But, yeah, the Ravens are still alive, you know. This is a huge game for Bills Sunday. Got to win.
Yeah.
If you're really a contender, you win this game. If you're a pretender.
This is a must-win game.
If you're a pretender, then don't, you know, whatever.
Sabres did lose on the road again last night. They've been losing a few on the road. Buffalo Sabres coming up short. Played pretty much even Steven up till the end of the game.
Got to close it out, boys.
Got to close it out, boys. Yeah, that's a lesson being learned. So not having a lot of luck on the road. Finally, this morning, Justin Trudeau apparently is crazy about Katy Perry. I believe the phrase bananas was thrown around.
That's cute.
So he loves Katy Perry. Well, he's crazy about Katy Perry. I don't know if he's dropped the L word. Sources saying he views her as the perfect woman. Because he's probably seen her dance on the current
tour.
Nice. Uh-huh. That seems perfect, right? The pair have been seen together dining in Montreal, attending that concert. They were snapped comfy cozy on a yacht off the coast of Santa Barbara and celebrating her 41st birthday. But there it is. Yeah, former Canadian prime minister north of the border, crazy about Katy Perry.
I do think they make a cute couple. Like, the pictures that I've seen, they look comfortable with each other. They look cute together.
They seem to have the same tone.
Yeah.
Kind of
clueless.
Little unaware, having fun, looking good. You know, nothing wrong with that. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:24. Happy Halloween.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.